Right, go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Flats and Shanks podcast. I'm Di Flats, and he is...
Tom Shanklin, the isolation podcast, or the quarantine podcast. I mean, I know we're growing an isotash, but apparently you got it wrong, mate. Apparently it's a quarantash.
Quarantash.
Quarantine.
Yeah, but we're not in quarantine, are we?
Quarantine.
We're in isolation. There's a difference, isn't there?
Well, we're both, aren't we?
I've quarantined already.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, I am. I'm acting like I've got the virus and I'm quarantining myself.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, it's literally the best. So what I mean is, I think quarantash is probably the better thing to call it.
Yeah. I had a message from someone on Instagram to say, look, we've set this up. I know you're calling it an isotash, but it's not really correct. It's a quarantash. So
we're up for that. We can adapt.
They're raising money for National Emergency Trust and Coronavirus Appeal. So they're called Quarantash 2020 on Instagram. So... there we are. How's yours going anyway?
Good, lads. I say lads, could be women as well. Don't know, do we? Mine's fine. I don't do wet shaving though, so it never quite looks as pronounced as yours. I haven't even got shaving foam and a razor. Don't own it. I just clip her.
Not even for your legs?
Well, no, I wax my legs.
Oh, okay.
You've got to let them grow out a little bit, but I don't get the whole regrowth. Don't get the ingrowns.
Can you clip it? Yours? Can you clip it regularly though, please? So you can sort of see a clear... quarantash.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Mine's okay. I do need a bit of a shave to make it look more visible, I should say. But yeah. I've got quite a bit of grey in it. I'm looking at it now in the mirror, and I sort of quite like what I see, if I'm honest with you.
Happy with that, are you?
And the tash is all right as well.
Yeah. How's your home gym routine, fella?
All right, actually. All right. I'm sticking with it. A lot better than I thought I would. Mostly when kids go to bed at night, when I say kids, the one-year-old, when he goes to bed, that's my
shift. What time to get to bed?
7, but the clock's gone forward a bit now, so it's 8.
More like 8, really.
Yeah. Trying to do half hour here and there. I did a little circuit today of 10 chins, 20 press-ups, 20 sit-ups. I did that 5 times.
That's good.
Yeah, it was okay. I just prefer that to Joe Wicks, if I'm honest, mate. Although I really need to do some sort of Pilates or yoga.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly stiff.
And
also, I've got really tight muscles. So it's not great.
No, I've been thinking about, weirdly, was looking at a yoga thing this morning, thinking, problem is, I've got my shoulders don't work. They're literally locked in position with anchors and things. So it's I just can't. I can't be more. I could probably be a bit more flexible, but I can't be fully flexible in my shoulders, as far as I'm aware.
And also, the thing I've got is that it's just having the time to do it, because with a one-year-old, I'm just chasing him around all day. I'm his favourite parent, obviously.
Obviously.
And when he has an afternoon nap at about 1 o'clock, I don't want to do anything. I just want to put my feet up and watch. Tiger King.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, someone told me there's a new series of Homeland out. That has just slipped under the radar. So,
is that still going?
I'm going to get into that. Yeah, that is still going.
God.
But Tiger King, brilliant.
I'm only one episode into Tiger King.
You've got to stick with it. I mean, it's bizarre. It's absolutely weird, very weird. You can see why
he's verging on unbearable 1 hour in.
Yeah, you can see why the producer wanted to do a reality TV series on him, because he is just unique, absolutely unique.
Unique Eugene.
So yeah, it's really good. But also
Homeland fellow series 2, I bailed. I was like, this is so boring now. Series 1, I loved. Series 2, bailed big time.
Yeah, but. It's a bit like 24, mate. You know, some series are better than others. So it's you've got to stop comparing everything with Game of Thrones.
I know. Problem is, there's so much choice now.
What if you
Ozark's back. Ozark is so good. Away, it's so good. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, I'm looking forward to that. That was the other.
It's
thing
not like it.
Watch.
It's not like the for want of a better. It's not like the storyline or the plot is amazing in the first 3 episodes. It's just like. It's just so easy to watch. The acting's so good.
He's a great actor.
He's so good. He's so good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's just easy straight off the bat, and I'm in. I'm all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also watching, I think it's Rust to Riches, I think they call it.
Okay.
It's basically American, and yeah, it's an American called Gotham Garage, and they basically take old rust buckets and make them into hot rods. And
yeah,
they have done this cute little trick in that they have employed a motor specialist, because every garage needs a motor specialist, an engine man or an engine woman, and she happens to be one of the
hottest
top 10 most attractive human beings on planet Earth.
Really?
Yeah, and it gets to the point where you think the editors have been like, they realized after a few episodes that they basically had been, what the cameraman had been watching her the whole time, bending over the front of the car. And there's, I don't know how best to say this, but she even talks about it in one of the episodes. She's got boobs, and they do not mind showing you them as she is working. Yes. And it's like, she's brilliant at her job. She's an excellent mechanic. She knows everything about the motors.
First and foremost.
It's almost like, lads, you feel like the editors are almost like, lads, would you mind backing off on the creepy shots, please? But it's a wicked program, and they make wicked cars.
It sort of sounds like she should go and try out Gladiators, mate.
Yeah.
You know, she'd probably qualify straight away.
Yeah, she's on Instagram. Who's your favorite? Her name is Constance Nunes.
Who is your favorite Gladiator? I'm not talking later on down the line. I'm talking like the original series.
Shadow.
A female obviously. Element.
Oh, you, Jet.
No, we're going. Yeah, okay. Diane Udell. Yeah.
Didn't Scotty Murray go out with Siren?
Yes, Ali.
Ali, God, you're good.
Yeah, they had a little
Nightshade.
They had a little flat in Hampstead Heath, didn't they?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like Lightning as well. She was very acrobatic. Lightning. Okay.
The Lightning.
But yeah, Jet was one, Lightning two, three, Panther. Was it Panther? Panthera? Panther?
Know.
Shitara? That's Thundercats.
That's Thundercats.
You like Shadow, did you? He was your favourite.
Shadow and Rhino, because Rhino used to live in North London near the Sarries training ground, near Bramley Road, and used to see him in the curry house in Cockfosters every now and again, old Rhino.
What was your okay? If you had to pick an event on Gladiators, what one would you do?
Well, you'd run the gauntlet, wouldn't you? Because we'd just bash them all out the way.
No, not me. I'd go for the Eliminator.
Would you?
Yeah, bit of everything. That is, bit of cardio.
You think you'd get up the Travelator? Of
course I would. Of course I would.
With those knees.
In my prime, I'm going for okay.
Okay. Right. Okay.
If you had to do one now, Powerball was good as well, mind. Do you remember that? You get the ball.
Yeah, not if you're too heavy, though. Not in agile enough.
Yeah, but how are they going to knock you down, though?
Yeah, you just palm them straight in the face. Windpipe, bridge hand to the throat.
Yeah, open hand, though, because you don't get a red card, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what have you been up to? Anything exciting? Well, let me guess. No.
Say again?
I said, let me guess. No.
Have I been what, did you say?
Up to anything exciting?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I might mention last time, Tommy, I'm quite enjoying walk these days.
Yeah.
Did a 5 miler yesterday.
Well done.
One of my daughters came, the other one, not really her cup of tea. And actually the older one with longer legs came, which means it's like walking with a Vistler instead of a sausage dog. You can just go a bit further. So Peanut came, Buddha stayed at home. And cook some banana bread. But yeah, long walk yesterday, found a new little village near Bath, which called Beach, which I really liked.
Oh, just gone exploring, have you?
Yeah, I really liked it. And
Christopher Columbus.
I might, yeah. I'm definitely going to buy a big house there. All I need is all of the money. But it really, really nice. Really liked it there. It's one of those things, though, fella, it's a nice idea to live in a village like that. And I've lived in a village with a shop and that kind of stuff. I actually didn't like it. Didn't like village life, because you always take the mickey out of me for being a bit too sociable and saying hello to everyone. I don't actually want to be best friends with all of my neighbours. I want to be left on my own.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second.
No, it's true, actually. I'm reasonably antisocial. And
I know you're lying. You've opened your mouth.
When I'm at home. But you actually, when you live in a village, there's community spirit is nice, but I found that it went way too far in the village I lived in, and I really didn't enjoy that because it was people knocking on the door constantly, not daily, but probably 4 or 5 days a week.
Mate, I warned you about it. I warned you about swinging. I said, look, it's going to be a nightmare. Yeah.
But you also, if you live in the middle of nowhere, you've got to drive to everything. So if you want some milk, you've got to be really on top of your online shopping, but you have to drive somewhere for everything. And I don't know, I feel like I'll probably end up staying in Bath. Not that you asked. But anyway.
I thought you'd like village life, just knocking on everyone's doors, just saying hello, ruffling everyone's dog.
That's not me. No. The dog is. The dog stuff is. But otherwise, no.
No. I'm with you, fella.
I did. Nice little walk. But I've also been... I've been grilling, fella. I've been grilling and chilling.
Grilling and chilling. Well, this episode, we are later on going to talk about grilling. We're going to talk about barbecues, cuts of meat, the lot. But before we do that, Flats, have you downloaded House Party yet?
Yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with it?
I've used it once by accident.
I went on it on Friday night, yeah. We had an online poker game on Friday night. I went on it and accidentally bumped into Graham Swan on there. Didn't know what he was doing. Quickly turned off. And then he called me back. Got sketched right out. It's good though, but you've got to lock off your chats. Otherwise, people can join in, if that makes sense.
Really?
Yeah. So I think 8 might be the maximum. I don't actually know. I might just be making that up. But if you don't lock your chats off, anyone on there can join it and see what you're doing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No, just lock it off, mate. Lockdown. All right. Lock down that chat. So we did that on Friday night whilst playing poker. And
how'd the poker go?
I got a little bit drunk.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, 8 of us played. Local boys around here. And it was Texas Hold'em. We all put in $5 each. I had to keep topping up mine. Kept going all in. Just trying to be Billy Big Balls, wasn't I?
Yeah, did it work?
No, I actually haven't logged on to my account since Friday, so I don't know what my balance is. I'm guessing it's 0, but I don't remember going to bed. And the next day was tough. Having a hangover in your house where you can't leave isn't nice. So,
well, if you've got no kids, it's probably you're fine.
Yeah, actually,
but if you're not on your own, it's probably not fine.
I thought about just going into the woods behind and just lying down somewhere in some leaves. Take me now.
Just wait for a UFO to come and get you.
I've had enough. But it was good fun. I'm going to go back online maybe tonight or tomorrow, have another game, but I'm not drinking. That's it.
Never drinking again?
Not ever again, but I'm certainly going to do a week without it.
Yeah.
It just put me off, mate. I just don't want to feel that rough in the morning again. But, and the thing is, I had to hide it as well. I had to pretend I was all right. Yeah, fine. Yeah. I'm fine. Yeah, no problem. No, yeah, fine. I'll go for a run with the kids. And that's really all I've been up to. I've got a folding bench press bench coming.
Oh God.
I just want to be able to bench, mate. Bench is life. You'll agree with me.
Yeah.
It is. And I can't do it at the moment. I've got some dumbbells which are 40 kg, but it's not quite enough. 40 kg each, I should add.
It's not enough.
Not quite enough. So you want to lift heavyweight. So I've got that coming. And that's it. I tell you what arrived today.
Oh, yeah. Traeger's, mate.
Yeah, that's what I said. Traeger. Yeah. So that arrived and...
That is a good piece of kit, fella.
It's a lovely bit of kit. And I've got to thank Tom Lavelle for that. Well, when I say I've got to thank him, he should thank me because he has pestered me for a long time saying, oh, Shanks, we want to give you a Traeger grill. I'm like, no, I'm all right. I've got 3 barbecue. No, please have one. But anyway, eventually I said, go on then. And he's found me a secondhand one, which...
Just to shut him up.
Which is actually a great nick. And it got delivered today. So Tom Lavelle, you're welcome.
Well done, fella.
Tom Lavelle, you are absolutely welcome. My pleasure. Okay. Don't think of it. You know, you don't owe me anything now for taking that. So yeah. It's
he's done
fine.
His bit, has he?
Yeah, he's done his bit.
Oh, brilliant. Well done. It's a great bit of kit, that. They're really, really good. You can link it up to your phone. So really, do you want me to talk about Traeger or not, or is it too boring?
Should we do it in the next segment when we actually get
on? Yeah, sure.
I just had to mention that, you know, that was a highlight of the morning.
But on the bench press thing, you're right. I haven't been, because I isolated and now we're in lockdown, I haven't been to the gym for nearly 3 weeks. And I normally go 3 or 4 times a week. And the only exercise I'm doing is the occasional little legging it around a field, but generally walking and mucking around with the kids.
Yeah,
and
football, yeah.
And I will get back into lifting weights when the lockdown finishes, but I've actually got access to basically an outdoor weights rack which no one else uses.
Good.
In a safe spot down the road, which I haven't yet used. I might use it this week. I said that last week, but actually I'm not minding, except that my body, I always claimed this, but never quite knew if it was true. My shoulders, my elbows, my hurt. They are painful now because I'm not lifting weights. They actually, my joints are hurting.
Oh.
And I feel like I'm losing muscle tone around my joints. I remember a surgeon telling me years ago, keep your muscles around your joints as strong as you possibly can for as long as you can.
Yeah.
Because we've operated on you when you have, it's all relative, but when you have, compared to the average bloke who has an operation, you have a lot of muscle bulk and tone around your joints, keeping everything in place. So as that relaxes, there's a chance that what isn't painful now will be then. And I took that advice and never really stopped lifting weights. And now I've kind of stopped for a bit. My elbows hurt, my shoulders hurt, my wrists hurt. It's really odd. So I probably will have to get back into lifting at some point.
Yeah, you will. That is a very good point, actually, about keeping your tone, because I've got to do that as best I can with my quad and hamstring, you know, just to take over the function of a knee, because as soon as you lose that, then you're putting more stress on your joint. So my knee's really hurting as well at the moment. And I just...
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know whether it's because it's quite cold in the mornings, but...
Yeah.
But obviously I can't do anything about it yet. I'm going to have to wait 6 months. But it is aching.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, but, you know, it's what happens, isn't it, to us lot? You know, could be worse. We could have gone to Afghan. So it's not too bad. But things do get sore. Like, I've noticed the way I get out of bed has changed. Like, I use a winch system. But even, like, I can't, you know, you prop yourself up on your elbow and get out of bed. It's like, I can't do that. My elbows and shoulders don't like that at all. So I've got...
You're like a crab in bed on your back.
I just roll off the side, boom, and then stand up. But I have to hook my foot under something and lift myself up like that, because my shoulders and elbows are killing me in the mornings. Like, it could be worse. Like, we're fine, really, aren't we? We can go and run around in a field and with our kids, so we're all right. But yeah, it is an odd one. And it's like, I think stopping the weights has not been good for my pain levels, but there we go.
Yeah,
get started at some point. I haven't got time at the moment. I'm just flat out at the moment.
What have you been cooking?
Well, funny you should ask, Tomos. Lots of stuff. I'll start with yesterday's. I put it on Instagram. I got in the world of grilling, a 3 kilo brisket is not that big, but for real life it's quite big.
Yeah.
Because it's 3 kilos of pure meat, you know, no bone. I got a rolled brisket from Field and Flour. And I very rarely cook anything that isn't very simple without sending a quick text to Marcus Borden, who's he's on Twitter as Country Wood Smoke, and he's on Instagram as Devon Wood Smoke.
Okay.
He's the guy, he's the guru. We've known each other for quite a long time. I've had dinner in his garden plenty of times, and it is his garden is the best restaurant in Devon. It is just, the food he cooks is a joke. He's got a book, which I can't see in front of me. It's about cooking over fire. Basically, I've got it in the kitchen. It's a Bible. But what I do is I just basically get the brisket. I normally don't do rolled. I left it rolled. He said, leave it rolled and sort of tied up with string. Leave it and try it this way. So I cover it in a rub that I really like. So My favourite rub, coincidentally, is Marcus's Mocha rub. He's got his own rub, but I ran out of that, so I used Holy Cow Meat Church rub. Mm-hmm. Cover it in that. Then I just stick it in the grill on top of some onions and garlic in a, like a little foil tin, and left it in there for 5 hours. Then I cover it, pour half a bottle of beer over it, like a dark beer. And then once it's got a big sort of rubby bark on it, and then just cover the tin, cover it all over with foil, and let it go for another four and a half hours. When you pull it out, it's let it rest for 45 minutes or so, cut it into thick slices, put it in some soft white buns in the brisket and with onions and stuff, all the onions that have cooked and the garlic that's cooked on top of it, and dunk it into its liquor, into its juices, and just have big messy buns. It was absolutely delicious.
It did look very nice.
Really nice. Yeah.
I might try that. I've got a few things in the freezer. I've got some peri peri chicken which I ordered from Field and Flower. I've also got
that. It's lovely that.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, really good.
Wings and the drumsticks.
Lovely.
I've got a load of steak, so I do want to do a brisket. But you say a mocha rub. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about this coming up, shall we? Let's have a break now and we can full on get into meat section.
All right, fine.
There is a quick competition we've got to talk about, Flats. It's Traeger competition. You can win a Pro Series 575 Traeger grill plus two bags of Traeger wood pellets. It's worth over like 800 quid, so it's good. You've got to follow Traeger grills and tag three mates that you would cook for once we're out of quarantine. So you've got to go to @traegergrills.uk on Instagram and tell them about three friends you cook for. Who would you cook for? Give me three friends you would cook for.
You.
Yeah. That's right.
Marcus Borden, who is Devon Woodsmoke, Country Woodsmoke on social media.
Yeah.
And that's risky cooking for him because he's the best in the world. He literally wins trophies and stuff. And probably my mate Ruter.
Yeah. I know.
South African, loves meat and a beer. You know the fella.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd be in there for sure. You'd be one.
Thanks, mate.
My mate Pi, he'd be two. Sean James, that is. West Whalian, just recovering from the coronavirus, so he needs sort of put a bit of weight on. And also, and probably Bubs, really, because he's gluten-free. And meat is one thing he can eat. And he loves
good.
And he loves meat. He loves red meat.
Of course he does.
Like,
Pete the meat.
He's going to get gout.
Mm.
He'll have red meat three or four times a week. And I'm saying to him, mate, be careful. But he loves steak. And when he loves steak that much, it becomes an addiction.
Yeah, but I love red meat more than any other food. But I do limit the amount. I've eaten a lot less in the last 18 months, 2 years than I used to. You just can't eat rich, you know, super high-end red meat every day. You just can't do it.
No, it's bad for you, for one.
I mean, it's really good for you if you don't eat too much of it. It's like one of the best things you can eat is a great piece of steak in terms of nutrients, vitamins and that. But don't overdo it.
Otherwise, just like Henry VIII, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm halfway, but...
Yeah, you are actually doing a really good job. Right, so we're going to talk a little bit about meat, really, in this segment. So give us your favourite...
There's no I in team, but there is meat.
Correct. Give us your...
Got it?
Yeah, no, of course you did. What is... Okay. What's your favourite meat?
My favourite is...
Forget about how good it is or bad for you. You've had no meat for 6 months, a year.
Yeah.
You're coming back in. What is...
I'd probably
what are you going for?
A really, really good quality ribeye steak. Probably done medium, not medium rare, just so that some of that extra fat in the ribeye can render down a bit. And I would have some of your homemade chips with some garlic butter.
Do you like them?
Yeah, and that is all I need. Yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, if it's a quality burger, I find it so hard to turn down.
You love burgers, don't you?
I do love burgers, but they can't be too dense. They've got to be quite light and fluffy. And they've got to be big as well, but then you've got to have all the toppings with it as well. You've got to have the salad, you've got to have the burger sauce, you've got to have
gherkins.
Why do people have gherkins?
Love it.
It's the hardest thing about going to McDonald's is when you order a Big Mac or a quarter pounder with cheese or a double cheeseburger, it's just trying to take them out.
Shall I tell you an interesting fact about that I heard from my 8-year-old daughter? So it might not be true, but I think it is.
Chicken nuggets are pink before they turn.
The reason there is a gherkin in a Big Mac.
Why?
Because without that, it counts as a dessert. So high is the sugar content.
Really?
Yep.
I thought it was just for the saltiness to add to the sweet sauce.
Don't know. I mean, let me tweet in. Let us know if she's wrong. Let me know if she's lying and I'll shave her head.
Okay. Can I see that? I'm actually going to have to cut my 1-year-old's hair.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Grow it out. Be fine.
Mate, have you seen what I look like with a mullet when I was young? There's a photo.
It looks so good, though.
Mate, it looks terrible. He's got straight hair like hay. He's going to look like a hillbilly. I have to give him a banjo and a little rocking chair for the front of the house.
Just do it. Just do it. Harmonica. The proper mullet. Shave the sides, mate. Just shave the sides and nothing else. Go on.
Shotgun. All right. Well, I'll do a couple of halfway through shots and send them to you.
By the way, on that, before we move on, I've got a mate who, I don't know if I should drop him in it by saying his name, but his name's Mike White and he works for CSM. And he sent me a video yesterday. I think it's of his brother-in-law or his mate's brother-in-law or something, but it's a family video basically. And it's, you know, you've got in the bath, when you've got a little kid in the bath, they've got those foam letters that they can stick to the wall on the tiles next to the bath and they can make words.
Yeah.
Or whatever. He's just getting letters and sticking them to his kid. And his kid's having a great time doing words on the walls. He's just writing ripped words on his back. It's absolutely class. It is class. He just had the C-bomb up his back. It was absolutely class. It was so simple.
He doesn't mean it though, I'm sure.
No, he loved it. The kid was having a great time. Daddy was laughing to himself. You've got to amuse yourself, haven't you?
You do. Right, so I'm going to go burger. Well, I don't know. I just don't know. In a brioche bun as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'll go ribeye with you. I like it medium as well.
If you had a really good beef brisket with some chopped chilies and some onions and garlic and a nice bit of gravy in that bun, that is better than a burger. Okay. That's a brisket burger.
Okay, we're going for ribeye. How are we going to cook it?
I go medium.
Yeah, on
get
what?
Some of the fat rendered down a bit.
On what?
Oh, I'd probably just hot pan it.
Are we going to seal it first in a bit of garlic butter?
Do you know what I might do with it? I might just do it dirty. So just get the charcoals going, get the charcoal really hot, give it a little blow to get the dust off the top and literally lay it straight on the coals and leave it for 3 or 4 minutes each side and do it straight on the coals. Marcus taught me that one, dirty steak, and it is absolutely lush.
Well, there's two ways lush. I would do it. If it was inside, I'd put it in garlic butter at the start, seal it both sides, then I'd chuck it in the oven and keep an eye on the internal temperature, make sure that it comes out and let it rest for 5 minutes or so. But I keep marinating it with the butter, put some rosemary in there as well. If I was outside, I'd sear it off first and then cook it on a low heat on the barbecue. But the key is just keeping an eye on the temperature inside. Are you good with feel, touch, or do you use...
No, internal temp.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same.
I've got a little internal temp. It makes all the difference. Don't cook to time ever.
Are you having a sauce with it? Are you having a blue cheese sauce or a peppercorn sauce?
Garlic butter is all I need with that.
I like peppercorn. I'm going peppercorn sauce. On the side, though, I don't want it everywhere, but also, you've got to remember, peppercorn sauce is great to dunk chips into as well.
Yeah. I'm getting so hungry.
What are we having with it? So we're having homemade chips.
That's it for me. I'll tell you what I'm...
Maris pipe of potatoes. But you've got to have a bit of veg.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what are really good. I might have spoken about this on the last pod. I can't remember. I did some Hasselback... sweet potatoes last week.
Yeah,
they're really good and really easy, and they look cool as well. Did some Hasselback butternut squash last night, which took 7 years to cook. So I finally basically just gave up and had brisket buns with some nice broccoli and going to finish off the butternut squash today, because I was cooking them for 14 years and they still weren't cooked. So
I don't see the point in butternut squash, mate.
What's
the point in it? It does nothing.
Oh, I like it. I tell you what's cooking right now in my kitchen.
Yep.
Got a load of the leftover brisket just chopped up, in all the juice and gravy loveliness from yesterday, and softened up some a couple of red onions, some pepper, some garlic in a pan, put all the brisket and goodness in, gave that about 10-20 minutes to get itself going, and then put a load of stuff in. So passata, tomato puree, maple syrup, bit of brown sugar, some cider vinegar, some ketchup, some American squeezy mustard.
Sounds like ready to cook this, mate. Zane's
bit of dry rub, couple of cans of chopped Italian tomatoes, mix it all up, leave it 3-4 hours and it cooks itself down and you've got the best. And oh yeah, and a couple of cans of butter beans, then a can of, I didn't have any pinto beans, so I used some haricot beans, and you basically end up with a barbecue, but sort of brisket pit beans, really. They are really, really good.
What's the
really
salt level in that like, mate? It's all right.
It's quite sweet, actually. Well, okay. There will be a bit of salt in there, yeah. But the brisket, I didn't salt the brisket. I put rub on it, which should have had some salt in it.
Yeah.
But I don't put any extra salt in. There's a bit of ketchup, bit of mustard.
Yeah. Oh, sounds nice. What are you going to have that with? A bit of rice? Or
might put it on jacket potato. Yeah, a bit of rice or on a jacket potato. Something like that, yeah.
Getting back to the steak... we got homemade chips. You've got to have a bit of veg with it, okay? You've got the garlic sauce. I've got the peppercorn sauce on the side. Got to have some sort of veg or fruit if you want a class tomato.
Okay, I have soy sauce, roasted broccoli for me, I think.
Okay.
What about you?
I would go with some grilled tomatoes. I'd have to have some onion as well. I want some fried onion in there.
Okay.
Maybe an onion ring. Veg-wise, I'm happy with broccoli or asparagus. I think asparagus goes well.
Yeah, lovely.
All right. There we are. That's like our dream meal. That's like death row meal.
So you've got your Traeger now.
Yep.
What are you going to cook on it?
Well, I think I may start off with a chicken.
Yeah.
Apparently, you don't get loads of extra taste from the chicken. It obviously tastes like chicken, but apparently it is juicy as.
Well, yeah. So I would, because I've had a Traeger for years, I would, chickens on there are great. And they're really, really easy. Set it and forget it. And you get a nice smoky taste to your chicken. Really juicy.
Remember you did your turkey on there and it was the best turkey ever. And the kids said, "Oh, turkey on there, amazing."
Yeah, I wouldn't. Well, I would do turkey. I've never had turkey that's as good as the turkey I've had on there.
Ever.
And I'm going to do Marcus Borden's turkey thighs with white Alabama sauce when I can find some turkey thighs at the shop. There weren't any last time, but I'll try some of those. Really, really nice. But that's really good. And also get some fish or a whole side of salmon and you literally stick it on there for an hour and a bit, whatever, and you basically get this smoky, really gently cooked salmon, and you look like a legend when you take it off. That's a great thing to cook. Stick it on a plank or whatever, or just on a long dish.
Yeah.
I don't have a plank, but stick it on a long dish. It's really, really good.
We had a question about chickens. Yorkshire puddings with a chicken dinner. What do you say?
Yeah, I think go for it. Go for it.
I think I think they go with all roast dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Love Yorkshire.
Abso-bloody-lutely.
Abso-flipping-lutely.
I mean, this episode, we were hoping to call Matthew Hoggard, but because we are in isolation, we can't, which is a shame because he's another barbecue fanatic. You've got a long...
He's different level.
Is he? Better than you?
Yeah, he's different level. Yeah. Lots of people are better than me, mate. I cock up as much as I... You know, I just don't show you the crap stuff. I mess up as much as I... do brilliantly, but he's really, really good. He's got a great setup up there at home in the north. He really wanted to come on, but I guess when you and I are physically together, we can actually make calls and get guests on. He's really keen, but he's got all the gear and a pretty good idea. But it's fun because the Traeger stuff is set it and forget it. Yep. So you can just put it on and leave it. So yesterday I put it on and went for a long walk. And we got back probably an hour later than I thought we would. But it's no problem because I made sure I was cooking something that you struggle to overcook, overbraise a brisket really in an hour. So didn't matter. And but you can equally do stuff for an hour. It's basically an outdoor oven that makes things nice and smoky. It's a brilliant bit of kit. But the Kamado Joe I use just as much, and that's charcoal. You've got to monitor it a bit more and take a bit more care, and there's a bit more work involved, but you get that charcoaly taste as well, which I love.
As you know, I got a pizza oven, which I'm going to start using now the weather's turned. So
I've never had one of those.
Jamie Oliver does a great pizza dough. So
right.
I'm going to use that, and you've just got to make sure the dough is rolled really thinly. If it's too thick, because the pizza cooks so quick in there because it's so hot, you know, it cooks on the top but doesn't cook in the middle. So keeping it thin is the key. But
can't get any extra strong flour though.
Just to make the bases. Hey?
Can't get any extra strong flour
unless you've got some, like I have.
Yeah, I can't even get any. No shops have got any.
Yeah, no.
You stockpiled it, have you?
Just got some from last year. I'm assuming it's still in date. But does flour ever go off? Can it?
We
go
don't
off?
Worry about that. We don't worry about that in isolation, boy. Just cook it.
Just getting off subject a minute. Did you watch and listen to Andrew Cotter commentating on his two dogs eating?
Yeah, brilliant.
Wasn't it one of the best things you ever heard?
Brilliant.
He is phenomenal. And I hate to say it because I want to give him stick, but I can't. It really picked me up. Yeah.
His voice, because I was sitting in the car because I was about to go and do this thing and go for this walk. And I basically it was on Bluetooth or whatever. And I just, as I was sitting outside my house waiting for my daughter to get in the car, I wasn't driving, listeners, I pressed it and it came on like the audio in the car. And I just reminded me that apart from it being very funny, he has got a great voice.
The best.
He's got one of really, the best really good everything. Voice.
For golf, yep. athletics, yep. Rugby, swimming.
Very, very good. Tennis, Wimbers, he does.
All of it. Anyway,
yeah, so very, very funny.
There you
yeah,
are.
I like that.
He owes us 100 like quid that. Each.
100 quid each.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'll tell you what is a great thing. When we come out of isolation, a great thing to do on your Traeger is fill the hopper up with pellets all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Go to the butcher's and get a beef chuck, bone-in beef chuck, and like from the front sort of section of the cow. And it is, if they got a massive one, get a massive one. So I did one that was 8 kilos, which is very, very big. It's basically from the front of the cow, it's sort of chesty kind of area, okay. I think. So you get it bone-in.
You'd get a big cut off me then.
Yeah, you would, yeah, get a massive cut off you. Less so of me these days, but it's massive. But you basically rub it, clear a big space in your fridge because you'll need a whole shelf. Rub it, cover it in rub. Be really generous with a really nice rub, be it a peppery one or a sweeter one or whatever. But cover it in rub. Leave it overnight in the fridge. Your fridge will smell amazing. And the next day, sort of still leave it in the fridge, but take it out the fridge around sort of tea time.
Yeah.
Let it get to room temperature and then stick it on a really low heat, like 110 degrees or whatever, and just stick it on the grill and leave it overnight. So make sure you got full up with pellets. You'll be fine overnight because 110 degrees-ish doesn't use many pellets.
Yeah.
So it only feeds through what it needs. It's pretty clever. And set it and forget it and go to bed. And you'll wake up in the morning. Say you put it on at, you know, I put it on as late as possible. So say you put it on at 10 p.m., take it off at midday the next day. So 14 hours I did one for, and it was absolutely mega. I took it off and we ate it about 1:30, so it rested for a while. But you pull it out of the grill and you look like an absolute legend. Really, you've done nothing and you've got these big bones and you just pull them out with your thumb and forefinger and you chop into this thing and it is just... Even like the people there who weren't that interested in meat were like, oh my God, this is amazing. You're a legend. Reality, I put it in and turned it on. No skill.
There's a lot of legend really, really talk good. From just taking something off the grill.
Yeah, exactly. But it looked, because it's massive and it looks amazing and tastes amazing. Everyone's like, whoa, how'd you do that? Well, I just turned it on.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a good job, mate. So keep going, all right?
Keep going.
Right.
Just keep going.
That'll do us. Short and sweet.
Hey, well done, fella.
Give us some subjects to talk about, people. Leave a review. In the review, leave us what you want to talk about. We've still got the Bond episode to come. So,
of course we have.
Looking forward to that. We keep
putting off, don't we? Do some research on that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe just Google all of the Bond films.
But before I forget, I watched a movie last night. It's a 12, it's a 12A, so they can be younger than 12 if accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
For anyone out there with kids, really good, called Jojo Rabbit, and it's about a young wannabe Nazi. It's really, really good. There's a bit of dodgy language in it. They say the S word a couple of times, and right at the end he says the F word, which I didn't know was coming. I don't really like my daughters hearing that, to be honest. But it was a giggle. The younger daughter wasn't here, and she actually has got a potty mouth, so that's probably good news. She didn't hear it, but she didn't watch it. But yeah, have a look at Jojo Rabbit. Really, really good. Enjoyed that. I watched Joker the other day. Have you seen Joker yet?
Yeah.
Thought
he was brilliant acting in it.
Wow.
Unbelievable. But as a plot, as an actual movie, I was more impressed with the acting than the actual storyline.
Okay.
Deserved an Oscar, no doubt about that. He should have got an Oscar for Gladiator, supporting role. Whack him.
He was brilliant in that, wouldn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. I watched the new Jumanji. That's good.
Oh, what's that like?
Just as good as the second Jumanji with The Rock in it. But yeah, or Dwayne Johnson, as he likes to be called now.
Yes,
it is really good. It's really good.
Like Katie Price, isn't he?
What's that?
Doesn't want to be called Jordan anymore.
He's massive now, though, as well. We looked at, I think it was a Tooth Fairy, as a film with him in it recently we had to watch. And he's not that big. Now, he's gigantic. His
I
arms.
How he puts on so much weight.
Grilling, I reckon.
Do you reckon it's just grilling and weights? Do you reckon it's just that?
Just taking salmon off the grill, looking like a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always nice when you have a nice barbecue. It's nice to enjoy a beer or some juice, isn't it, with it?
Yeah.
Have a bit of juice. Yeah.
Right. There we are.
Keep going.
We'll speak to you in a few days. Next pod
cheers, guys.
Thursday or Friday. Bye-bye.
Bye.